It's time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Coming up July 8th and 9th, it is Greek Festival Express. Food and pastries to go once again from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. both of those days. And to come in and talk with us about it, I've got Joe Giuliano. He is the chairman of the Greek Festival this year. And we're going to talk all about food, pastries, and of course, the donation and those great giveaways that they've got. So, Joe, thank you so much for coming in this morning and joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. You know, anytime you want to talk about food, I'm usually down for that. and it seems like there are so many other great things that happen at the Greek Festival. And this year, once again, it's just going to be the food.
It's just going to be the food. When we started planning this year, COVID was starting to ramp up, and we thought we're going to go one more year like we did last year. And it was successful. I know people want to get together and gather. Hopefully next year we can. But we are going to have a few tables on the north side of the church, south side of the pavilion, so people can sit for a few minutes if they need to.
And you were saying when we were talking before we came in here, it wasn't just that. You were wondering if you're going to be able to get supplies.
Right.
We're having issues with that even.
Exactly. Food this year not only has gone up in price so much, the availability. And normally on dates when we would normally be getting these items in, we were having to wait. And some of them we were wondering, are we even going to get them? Pam and Stephanie Caw and Steve Caw, they do such a good job in getting this all taken care of for us every year. It just stresses and pulls her hair out, but she's done a good job, and she pulled it all together and got everything here on time.
So we're all ramped up, ready to go, July 8th and 9th, starting at 11 a.m., and let's talk about some of the food items that you guys are going to have down there.
Okay, so we're doing our main platter again this year. Of course, once again, everybody that's been shopping, been to the gas pump, you've seen prices have gone up everywhere. We've had to raise our main plate to $25 a plate this year, but on that plate, you will have a choice of entree, either a gyro, which is the shaved meat, served with on a pita bread with tomato, onions, and the tzatziki sauce. Or you could have a slovaki, which is a shish kebab, and that's our marinated pork on a skewer. Or a choice of Greek chicken, which is bacon-fused and marinated with lemon, garlic, and oregano. Then the rest of the plate, your other items that come on every plate, will be the Greek pilaf, three or four domades, depending on the grape leaves were smaller this year, so you know you might even get a fifth one in there, making sure you got plenty of domades, and one tiropita, which is the buttery filo triangles filled with cheese.
And those are the best.
Yes.
Those are the best.
Those are one of my favorites.
Yes. And then also, if you want to just order more, there are a couple of items that are going to be a la carte, you said.
Right. Gyros, we had those a la carte last year. We'll have them this year. I think we have plenty of domades this year. So anybody that's wanting a la carte on the domades will have those available. And then the lucumades, the bola lucumades, which is usually at the cash registers when we have our full-blown festival. Last year we didn't have them. This year we will have them. $5 for a bowl of those. And then hopefully on Sunday, if we have enough cheese triangles left over, or Saturday, I mean, those will be available.
All right, so those are your a la carte items. And then, you know, once you've bought all your food, the other great part about the Greek Festival is those Greek pastries. So let's talk about those for a moment.
Okay, and we've been working every weekend getting these put together. So they come in, the pastries, the cookies come four to a package. The kulambiyelis, which are the powdered sugar ones, there'll be four in those. The price had to go up again this year, sorry, $8. The finikia, there'll be four of those in one, $8. Four baklava in one container, those have gone up to $14. The kulilakia, the twisted ones, the braided ones, 12 of those in a package for $8. Or a loaf of the bread, the sweet bread, $10 for a loaf.
So all of those food items will be down there. They'll be available to you. And once again, if you're looking for more tiropita, you're gonna have to go on Saturday.
Yes.
Because then they'll sell extras if it warrants, if they've still got them left over. Because like we were saying, that's everybody's favorite.
Right.
Everybody's favorite. So that's just the food. And so let's talk about the great donation that you guys have, and all the businesses that have donated to you guys that'll be part of the giveaway.
We have so many businesses around town that once again have come forward and donated large cash donations. There's some items besides cash. We have close to $10,000 in items. This, again, is donation. $2 per ticket donation. We ask if you're buying tickets for any of these prizes. I mean, there's a $1,500 cash prize in there. There's a $1,000 cash prize in there. A lot of little, smaller cash prizes and a few items like barbecue and things like that. So
okay, and those tickets will be available the night you pick up your food and everything
yes,
like
or
that.
Yes, or if you get contact any member of the Orthodox Church right now, we all have tickets available to sell
okay.
if you want to buy them early.
Once again, Greek Festival Express 2022, doing the same thing they did last year, but this year it's going to be just, I mean, anytime you get to go have Greek food is a good time. All right. So make right. your plans now. Once again, July 8th and 9th from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. It's $25 per platter, plus you get your pilaf, your dolmades, your tiropita, and it's going to be a lot of great food and a lot of good times. Go down there, hang out, get your food, and then you can take it home. That's the one of the better things is, you know what? If you don't feel like staying out, you can take it home with you. That's what we did last year. We went and bought for everybody and then took it home and had dinner and enjoyed our company that night. Joe Giuliano, thank you so much for coming in today, talking about the Greek festival. And you said you're hoping next year we'll be back to normal.
Well, we're hoping so, yes.
That's the plan.
Yes.
Once again, Joe Giuliano over at the Greek Festival Express 2022 going on July 8th and 9th. Thanks, Joe, once again.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.